It's Friday, everyone. What do we do on Fridays here at the Hint Hive? That's right, we smash the patriarchy. Hello, fabulous boss babes, and welcome back to the Hint Hive, where we're all about amplifying women's voices and empowering each other to conquer the world. I'm your host, Kelly Hint, Queen Bee of this hive, and today we're tackling a topic that hits close to home for many of us, navigating gender bias in the workplace. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Or, should I say, the patriarchy in the office. Ladies, we've all been there, right? I know that I am not the only one. Trying to shine bright like the queens we are, but sometimes feeling like we're stuck in the shadows of male privilege? Well, fear not, because today I've got some spicy tips and empowering insights to help you slay the corporate game like the fierce boss babe that I know that you are. First off, let's talk about how gender bias rears its ugly head in the workplace. Picture this. You're in a meeting, bursting with brilliant ideas like fireworks on the 4th of July. But instead of getting the recognition that you deserve, your male counterpart gets a pat on the back while you're left picking up the crumbs. Sound familiar? Yeah, I thought so. Or how about this gem? You're negotiating for that well-deserved raise, only to be hit with the classic, "But are you sure you're ready for that responsibility?" Excuse me, sir, but I've been ready since before you even learned how to tie your shoelaces. Oh, so frustrating. Gender bias against women in the workplace can manifest in various ways, often subtle, but nonetheless very impactful. So let's chat about some common examples that we tend to see in the workplace. And yes, some of these will sound familiar because they relate to a lot of other topics that I've covered in the podcast. Like this one, pay disparity. So women are being paid less than their male counterparts for the same work, which is often referred to as the gender pay gap. And as I have stated in prior episodes, it is getting better, but it still exists. And this is very closely related to the glass ceiling. This is where women face barriers to advancing their career, such as being overlooked for promotions or leadership positions in favor of less qualified male colleagues. And then we have the ever so aggravating mansplaining. So this is where in the workplace, it's quite often manifested as women having their ideas or their expertise explained to them by men in a very condescending and patronizing manner, which undermines their credibility and intelligence. So it's not just the common mansplaining of, you know, like you get at home sometimes where maybe your husband over-explains how to do some basic task and you're like, you know, I get it. I really didn't need that mansplained to me. But this, in the workplace, we're talking about how you are the expert in a situation and along comes rescue man to tell you exactly about your expertise, trying to school you basically on your area of expertise. Very, very annoying. I've actually had family members do that to me about therapy, and they are not therapists, and it drives me crazy. Like, shut up. This is actually my area of expertise. I did not need that explained to me. Anyway, moving on. Moving on to microaggressions. So this is a buzzword. I want to say, within the last 10 years, the word microaggressions has become more and more common. So these are subtle forms of discrimination, such as being interrupted or talked over in meetings or having your contributions dismissed and attributed to male colleagues instead. Microaggressions are often talked about with regard to racism, for example. But today, obviously, we're talking about gender bias in the workplace. So this is really applying to what happens between men and women in the workplace in the form of microaggressions. But also, there's woman-on-woman hate going on in corporate America also. And I hate seeing that. Ladies, let's not turn on each other. We have to band together. Don't be part of the problem. Don't be part of that damn patriarchy. Okay, and how about maternal penalties? Women often face career setbacks or discrimination due to pregnancy, maternity leave, or other caregiving responsibilities, such as being passed over for opportunities, being denied promotions. This is very, very common. And it actually happened to me also. I had to explain a gap in my resume because I was off giving birth to children and stuff, you know, but men typically don't have to answer for stuff like that. Meow. Look at me. I'm a little cranky today. Sorry. All right, let's move on. Yeah, my favorite, double standards. Let's talk about this one now. So this is where women are held to different standards or expectations than men. This is very common in like leadership positions. Women tend to be judged more harshly for assertive behavior or perceived as too aggressive when displaying leadership qualities, when in essence, they could be doing the exact same thing, exact same tone of voice as a man, but they are labeled as bossy, bitchy, all the other things. Again, we've talked about that in other episodes, so I don't want to beat this one to death. And stereotyping. This one is incredibly annoying. Women are often stereotyped or pigeonholed into certain roles or professions based on gender norms. Like assuming women are better suited for administrative tasks rather than leadership roles. So this is, hey, Kelly, why don't you take the minutes at the meeting today? And I'm the only female in the room. P.S. I hate with a freaking passion taking minutes. I can't do it. I just can't do it. My attention span doesn't work that way. My perfectionism, like, just ruins the whole experience. So, dear any man listening, do not ever ask me, Kelly Hint, to take minutes at a meeting because it will be the worst experience ever. So, contrary to popular gender roles and stereotypes, not all women are good at stuff like that. And then this next one is, it's a tough one to talk about. So, I mean, not for emotional reasons, because I don't know how to explain it very well without sounding like an idiot, so I'm going to try. So, tokenism. This is where women are hired or promoted solely to meet diversity quotas or appear progressive rather than based on their qualifications or merit. This often leads to women feeling undervalued or tokenized. Also, this is another one where it's probably better suited. I don't know, I can probably explain it better in regard to race, because this one is a little bit more common and, no pun intended, black and white. So, for example, when your company has a policy that they want diversity, but they're not looking for quality candidates, they're just actually looking to fulfill a quota. So, for example, hiring a black female instead of a white male just to fill a quota, that is not going to go over well. Hire the black female because she kicks ass. Hire the black female because she is the best person for the job. And so the reason why I have a hard time talking about this one is because it bumps up against affirmative action, and it makes, like, I feel like every time I try to explain this, it makes it seem like I'm saying, oh yeah, we shouldn't have affirmative action, or, oh yes, affirmative action is great in every single case. It's not that black and white. I am all for hiring the best person for the job, but also I am for removing the potential for racism, sexism, classism, by utilizing the strategies of affirmative action. Again, I am so sorry if I cannot explain this the way it's going on in my head. Basically, I don't want to be hired as a woman just because I have a vagina. I want to be hired as a person who is more than capable of doing the job, despite the fact that sexism would push me away because of my body parts. Okay, moving on, because I'm clearly butchering that one. Moving on to workplace harassment. This is not just a phenomenon for women, but because this is a podcast for women, that's where I'm focusing. Women experiencing sexual harassment, inappropriate comments, or unwanted advances from their male colleagues or superiors creates a hostile work environment, and it impacts their well-being and professional growth. And I know that there are women out there who sexually harass men. I am not trying to take away that experience. I'm simply, again, just going along the lines of the purpose for this podcast, which is to focus on amplifying women's experiences, because ours are quite often swept under the rug and bullied over by the patriarchy. I know even just hearing, like, I was accused of, quote, sleeping my way to the top when I worked for a certain organization, which was hysterical because a lot of my bosses on the way up were women. So, and they were all straight women. So I'm not quite sure how that could have been possible, but you know, those are the nasty little things that ignorant people say. Also, there's the lack of representation is a frustration in the workplace, because women quite often are underrepresented in decision-making positions and corporate boards and industries that are traditionally dominated by men, and this limits a woman's influence and opportunities for advancement because of that lack of representation. So those were just a few examples that highlight the nature of gender bias in the workplace and the challenges that women continue to face every day in achieving equality and recognition for their contributions. But fear not, ladies of the hive, because as always, I've got a couple of tips to help you turn the tables and show them who's really running the show. For example, tip number one, own your space like Taylor Swift owns the stage. Or Beyonce, if Beyonce is more your cup of tea. Or Pink, because Pink is badass. Okay, I'm going off on a tangent here. See, this is why I need to write a script and stick to it. Otherwise, I will just go off. Anyway, the point is, do not shrink yourself to fit into someone else's idea of who you should be. Stand tall, speak up, and let your brilliance shine like a beacon in a sea of mediocrity. There's this fantastic meme that I saw. I think I shared it on my coaching social media. It said something along the lines of, have the confidence of a mediocre man. Yes, ladies, grab onto that one. And tip number two, build your tribe of fierce females who've got your back like a trusty sports bra. Surround yourself with supportive sisters who lift you up, cheer you on, and remind you that you are a force to be reckoned with. Tip number three, play the game, but play it on your terms. Sure, sometimes you might have to navigate the maze of male egos with a smile plastered on your face, but never forget that you hold the power. Use your wit, charm, and intelligence to outsmart the boys' club at their own game. And finally, tip number four, never underestimate the power of a well-timed eye roll and a killer comeback. When faced with mansplaining, misogyny, or just plain old ignorance, don't be afraid to put those clueless dudes back in their place with a dose of trademark sass and class. All right, all sassiness aside, challenging gender bias in the workplace requires courage, resilience, and strategic action. Here are some more specific examples of how women can push back against gender bias in the workplace. Number one, assertive communication. I want to scream this from the rooftops. When you are faced with mansplaining or interruptions, assertively reclaim the conversation by calmly but firmly restating your point or setting boundaries. For example, saying something along the lines of, "Thank you for your input, but I was actually just about to say." So that's a kind example of assertive communication. You could go robo bitch like I do. If I've been interrupted for like 10 times and I have tried all of the nice assertive communication, I do get a little bit more cranky and I will say things like, "Excuse me, but I was speaking and I do not appreciate being interrupted." Let me tell you, that goes over like a fart in church. It is not fantastic. It makes everybody in the room uncomfortable. However, if you do it enough, people are going to stop interrupting you because they hate that uncomfortable feeling. So do what comes naturally to you. Don't try to be someone you're not. But I would encourage you to learn some assertive communication. That is actually something that I teach people a lot, both in my therapy practice and my coaching business, because we're not going to get anywhere unless we can dig down and be assertive. Even though when we're assertive, we will be accused of being bitchy. Do it anyway. All right. And the next thing I want people to work on, highlight your achievements. This is one of the ways that we can push back against that damn gender bias at work. Do not be shy about showcasing your accomplishments and your contributions. If you have to, seriously, keep a record of your successes. Write them down. Share them with your colleagues and your superiors during performance reviews, or discuss them during team meetings. That way you can ensure that your work is recognized and valued. And this next one comes straight from the TV show Survivor. I'm kidding. I guess I'm not kidding. Build allies. Cultivating relationships with supportive colleagues, both male and female, who can help amplify your voice and advocate for your advancement is a very, very, very wise move in the workplace. Also, seek out mentors and sponsors who can provide guidance and advice or even opportunities for growth. And also, educate others. Take the opportunity to educate your coworkers about gender bias and its impact on women in the workplace. Whether it's sharing articles or resources or personal experiences to raise awareness, it can foster a more inclusive and equitable work environment for everyone. And honestly, guys, if there are any of you out there listening, be an ally to your female coworkers and try to understand them, because when you support women in the workplace, it has the culture of the workplace changes, and you're all a team instead of in competition and fighting each other. And nobody wants to deal with this nonsense drama at work. I cannot stand that crap. I really can't. I don't want to hear the gossip. I don't want to hear about, you know, Sandra sleeping her way to the top and blah, 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 blah. Stop. Just stop it. Focus on your job. Support and uplift one another. Celebrate everybody's accomplishments. Stop trying to tear people down. All right, climbing off my soapbox and getting back on track. Challenging stereotypes is incredibly, incredibly important in the workplace. Challenging these gender stereotypes and assumptions by defying expectations and showcasing your skills and leadership abilities will help you to be more visible. Volunteer for challenging projects, take on leadership roles, and demonstrate your competence and confidence in traditionally male-dominated areas. Show them who you are. Keep proving to them that they are wrong, not you. And I really, really hate to have to discuss this one, but document incidents. It is very, very, very important to keep a record of any instances of gender bias or discrimination you experience or witness in the workplace, including dates, times, and specific details. This documentation can be very, very valuable. Wow, I'm saying very a lot today. Sorry, everyone. Anyway, this documentation can be incredibly valuable if you decide to file a formal complaint or seek recourse through HR or legal channels. One of my past bosses, who was a man, taught me how to document and timestamp by simply sending an email to yourself. That way it has the date and time, you describe the incident that happened, and I'm betting that he wishes he never taught me that, because I documented all of the harassment and hostility and toxic nature of his communications in an email and collected all of the nasty emails and texts that he sent me and used them against him. Now, again, it wasn't for revenge, it was for justice. You don't get to text me at 3 o'clock in the morning and say mean things to me. Otherwise, I'm going to fight back. Sorry. Not sorry. And along those same lines, seeking support is really, really important. Do not hesitate to seek support either from human resources or a diversity and inclusion committee if you have one at your place of employment, or even external resources if you encounter persistent or egregious gender bias in the workplace. Do something about it. Seek support. Remember that you have the right to a safe and respectful work environment, and there are resources available to help you address and resolve issues of discrimination. In both my therapy practice and my coaching business, I have had the pleasure of helping women navigate such instances of sexual harassment or gender bias in the workplace. And it has been some of the most rewarding work that I have done, just to see the freedom that comes along with fighting for equality and seeing results when the naughty people get their hands spanked for being jerks in the workplace. And finally, lead by example. So you can lead by example by just embodying confidence and resilience and professionalism, even in the face of gender bias. Show other women that it is possible to navigate and overcome workplace challenges while at the same time staying true to yourself and your values. By taking proactive steps to challenge gender bias and advocate for equality in the workplace, women can help create a more inclusive and empowering environment for themselves and future generations. I said this last week, I'm going to say it again. Remember, together we rise. So there you have it, ladies. The ultimate guide for navigating gender bias in the workplace like a total rock star. As always, remember that you are fierce, you are fabulous, and you are absolutely unstoppable. Now go out there and show the world what you are made of. And that is all for today's episode of The Hint Hive. Thank you so much for listening and also for your emails. I am absolutely loving the stories that I'm reading, and I am so happy that this podcast is resonating with so many of you. Please remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your fellow boss babes so that we can keep building our hive of badass babes. And don't forget to join the Hint Hive podcast Facebook group so that we can connect there also, and we can connect with each other, and we can uplift each other. And a special thanks goes out to my lovely lady listener who suggested today's topic. I truly appreciate your feedback, and I hope that this was helpful for you. Please feel free to email me or talk to me in the Facebook group about your thoughts on this. All right, ladies, until next time, stay fierce, stay fabulous, and keep owning your space. Till next time, hive out.